Two children in crisis are pictured in all the papers this morning. The photo of child hostage Emily Hand is on most front pages. A family member told the Irish Times, "This story just keeps piling up. This nightmare is coming to life." And most papers have photos of Liverpool player Luis Diaz holding up his jersey to reveal a message calling for his father's freedom. His father is being held hostage by guerrillas in Colombia. Eamon Sweeney in the Irish Independent sports section writes, "The Diaz family are not alone. All over the world, people are being tormented by bullies who believe inflicting damage on the innocent is a price worth paying for some nebulous political or military objective." As well as Colombia, he refers to Gaza as well as Ukraine. On Ukraine, the Irish Daily Star quotes Vladimir Zelensky saying that the war in Gaza is taking the focus off Ukraine. And the Irish Times has an interview with a Ukrainian man in his 50s who's lived here for over 20 years. However, when the war broke out, he travelled back to Ukraine to fight. He keeps in touch with his wife and two children by video every day, but describes his new life as hell. He says, "I'm afraid to close my eyes at night in case someone else ends up closing them for me. From the first day here," he says, "I felt the hand of death trying to grab me." The Irish Sun has a long piece on the anniversary of the Carrick Mines tragedy, which falls this week. The paper says that 8 years after 11 people on a traveller halting site died in a fire, support groups say Irish travellers are still living in unsafe accommodation. The Irish Examiner has a piece from the family courts. It quotes a judge saying that the lack of access to legal help is fueling domestic violence. The judge says that couples are often fighting about access to children, and if they had early access to legal support, much of this conflict could be avoided. The Irish Times has a story on emergency flood relief. The paper says that the amount paid out this year so far is €480,000. Elsewhere, the Times is reporting on the Fianna Fáil Ardéis. An analysis piece on that is headlined, "Martin rules out coalition with Sinn Féin," and then in brackets, "probably." The Irish Independent has a story on a new invention by a Cork man who has ADHD. It's designed to help others with ADHD and looks like a pair of sunglasses. It dims the wearer's peripheral vision and helps cut down on distracting stimuli. Still on medical science, the Irish Daily Mail reports that a researcher is suggesting that one way of staving off dementia is by playing a round of golf. The researcher, a doctor, is from Finland and is also a professional golf teacher. And one more in medical science. The Sun tells us that Viagra is 25 years old. The paper writes in detail on how they discovered the little blue pill's unique attribute, and I'm not going to read it out here. Also, The Sun has a piece on homelessness among celebrities. Apparently, Harry Styles has had to move into a hotel while his house is being renovated. The hotel costs almost €3,000 a night, and he's spent hundreds of thousands over the past few months, which is nothing to footballer Harry Kane, who moved to Germany but can't find anywhere suitable to live, so he's staying in a Munich hotel. That costs €11,500 a night, and since August, his bill has been €1 million.